This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Some new research on black bears in Massachusetts shows how bears are adapting their behavior to meet seasonal food needs. At the same time, they're becoming more suburbanized. Massachusetts is the third most densely populated state in the nation, and the bear population is expanding. To learn more, I met up with Kathy Zeller, a conservation researcher at UMass, who co-authored the study. She started by giving me some background.
So it went from about 100 individuals in the Berkshires in the 1970s to almost 5,000 individuals today. And that population is not only expanding in number, but is getting closer and closer to Boston. And so my close partners, the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife, or Mass Wildlife, they are really interested in learning how bears are interacting with humans, behaving around humans.
So why did you have me drive to Hatfield?
Well, it's a great example of bears living close to areas with human development. And so a recent study that we did showed that bears that live close to human development sometimes take advantage of the supplemental food resources that are available in human areas.
So supplemental food would mean that they aren't just out looking for acorns, which I assume is what they're probably doing in a more rural area right now?
Yeah, so bear food changes throughout the year. So in human areas, there are supplemental foods that are high in calories, like bird feed. Also, unsecured garbage, there's pet food, even agricultural crops. So in the fall, when the crops become ripe and nutritious to eat, bears like to feed on those as well.
So what got you started on studying the movements of black bears?
So the state, our partners in this project, they've been collaring black bears since 2009 with GPS telemetry collars. And so some of the interesting things that we found are that bears are diurnal, which means they're active during the day. They have some peaks in activity in dawn and dusk. So just like us, we're moving around, we're traveling to work in the morning and then coming home in the evening, and then they rest at night just like we do. But when we looked a little closer at the data and dug in a little more, what we found was that it really depended on where bears were living. So as you drove up through Northampton to come here, bears that have this suburban housing density in their home ranges, they're more used to it, they're more comfortable using it, and so they sometimes show a preference for these human-dominated areas.
And in those areas, they found that bears were actually altering their behavior.
To be more nocturnal, to take advantage of these human food resources. And they were doing that, interestingly, not all times of year, but in the spring when they're coming out of hibernation, and then in the fall, they do it again.
This period of hyperphagia, or excessive eating, is exactly that.
So they're eating between 15,000 and 20,000 calories a day. And to put that in terms of human food, that's about 8 large cheese pizzas a day or 5 gallons of chocolate ice cream a day. And they're doing this for multiple weeks at a time.
Zeller says the data suggests bears consider human interactions as risky, and they weigh the risks and rewards of feeding in certain areas and use the more human-dominated areas more at night when the chance of interaction is lower. There are obvious risks to all this. One bear that researchers tracked was recently struck by a vehicle and died not far from where we're hiking.
So Fitz was the bear that got killed on 91 recently.
We talked about Fitz and the other bears and decided to go for a hike into the woods and look for any signs of bears and maybe even see some of the bears in the study. Essentially, we are walking to a place that actually had bears.
Yeah, bears come through here quite often. In fact, I believe this is just between here and the highway is where one of our bears denned one winter. So if you happen to encounter a bear and it didn't hear you coming or smell you coming, one of the first things you want to do is make yourself look big and talk to it. So it knows that you're human and it won't want to come any closer.
So you're expecting it to turn around and go away?
Absolutely.
What if it doesn't?
If it doesn't, then backing away slowly is your best option.
Okay.
While continuing to talk to it and let know that you are there.
We talked and walked back down the rocky, hilly terrain back to the dirt road. And in the end, we didn't see any bears, or even signs of bears.
They are out during the day. We were probably making too much noise, so if they were here, they likely just ran the other direction.
But Zeller and other researchers have seen plenty of bears, and we put some of their photos on our website, nepr.net. I'm Carrie Healy.